Hey everybody, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we want to talk about how to act, move, and execute faster.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
In your startup. And the reason why I want to talk about speed with you, Heaton, is that recently I saw on your Twitter stream, you had posted out kind of a picture of a frame that had a quote in it that said, it's not the big that eat the small, it's the fast that eat the slow. And I thought, ooh, this is a good topic to talk about, speed.
Speed's everything. I think that I'm excited to talk to you about this too, because this is like the thing in startups that I rarely see spoken about. I see everything sort of talking about the execution, what you need to do. And we even talk about how you get from this to that, right? Zero to 10 customers, 10 to 100, 100 to a million, I don't know. And like, people don't talk about why like startups are special. What makes them even like exist? Why do they exist? Like what makes it so that they need to exist? Because there's these big companies out there that should be solving problems for customers, not startups. Like these big companies are designed around, they solve a problem for customers, they have a lot of capital, they have a lot of people, but yet startups still exist and startups come in and they kick the butt of big companies, and not all of them, obviously, but like that's how they win. It's important to figure out like what you need to do in your startup to win. And win means win the market, win the customer, et cetera. And I think that speed is all you got.
So, okay, let's talk about speed, right? What makes a startup move fast? And what does, you know, if you think about some of the companies and teams, startup teams that you've seen that move the fastest, what stood out as kind of key indicators or key cultural things that they had that made them move faster than other startups? And when you see startups slow down or move too slow, what's the main reason? I mean, the one thing, I have a lot of thoughts, but I actually want to hear your thoughts before I throw in my two cents. What do you think makes startups fast versus what makes them slow?
Well, let's define why you want to go fast. Let's just start there, right? So you want to go fast because if you don't go fast, you die.
Why?
You run out of money. Run out of money.
Yeah.
Most startups, even if they're like self-funded, there's some finite, you know, running out of money point, right?
Yeah.
And in fact, like a lot of startups that have raised a lot of money are so patient with themselves that they run out of money too. Because they just raise so much money that like they have a lot of money. So the money actually creates a lack of urgency. So I think for me, you want to go fast because you will run out of money if you don't figure it out fast. And there's a culture where you have a sense of urgency. That's what I'm looking for, whether it's in my own companies or when I look at other companies I'm involved in, or when I just assess a company, like, do they have a sense of urgency? And that sense of urgency doesn't just have to be about a small company, like a startup. It can be a big company. I mean, and I love using this example. We've used it before, but like Facebook has a sense of urgency. At their size, that's ridiculous. Google does not seem to have a sense of urgency. And you know what? Apple, they have a sense of urgency. They have a cadence. They're giving you a new phone every year, period. Every year, they're going to launch that new phone. And you know what? Back in the day, that wasn't the case. Like a lot of these companies, these phone companies, like, that created the phones, like because of carriers and all this messy stuff, they couldn't launch a phone every year and like make it a big one, make it a big deal. Apple makes it a big deal every time, right? There's a sense of urgency of that company. In fact, when you think about all the innovation that goes into every year's new phone, whether it's even the, you know, like every 2 years they launch a massive upgrade, but every year they're launching an improvement to the existing phone. They're trying to make your battery life longer and give you more processing power in your phone and all the other fantastic stuff, even when it's like a middle sort of between a big release. That's not easy. There's a sense of urgency to doing that. They're buying a bunch of chip manufacturers and vertically integrating their whole business for very good reason. That's a sense of urgency. Their execution makes you feel like the company is on a mission and will do whatever it takes as fast as possible to get there. And this company, Apple, even at their scale, you know, the most valuable company in the world, makes you feel like there's always going to be something new that's coming from that company that you need. That's the sense of urgency that goes all the way to the customer in that case. In Facebook's case, they don't make you feel like that. They just execute like crazy. And they have an internal sense of urgency, but they're not selling the same thing that Apple is. Eventually, though, now that they're doing hardware, maybe they'll do the same thing. Amazon. Oh, man, does Amazon make you feel like they have a sense of urgency? In fact, it's built in. Like, they want to get you whatever you order as fast as possible. So that again, goes back to the customer. So what I really admire about Apple and Amazon, in a way where, like, I think Facebook is a little different, is that they focus on the customer, and they focus on making the customer happier and the happiest in their category. Nobody else in e-commerce is making you happier on a consistent basis than Amazon is.
True.
That sense of urgency of the company dominating that made them come up with things like Prime, made them come up with things like Alexa. So I think that, like, to me, the sense of urgency is really what you're aiming for in your company. And I gave you a few examples of big companies that are dominating.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about little companies. And honestly, if you're competing with Amazon, Apple, or Facebook, good luck. Because their sense of urgency makes them dominate and makes it so that even the small companies that are competing with those companies have a very hard time.
Incredible. All right. I'll just throw out my two cents on top of this, right?
And I think
Two things that to me still are missing, you could have an incredible sense of urgency, but if you don't know how to be hyper-focused in prioritizing what is truly important and what isn't, you could be working like crazy all day and really not accomplish that much. So I think that's one, and that goes hand in hand with my second point, which is alignment, right? Making sure that everybody within your team truly understands what the priorities are and what the things are that truly will matter and really move the needle and have like real massive potential for impact and leverage versus what the things are that are nice to haves that are incremental and that can wait, right? Because they're not going to make or break the company. If you can have incredible alignment so that everybody is going in the same direction, pushing in the same direction, instead of everybody's going off slightly on a different direction and pulling in different directions, and if the company is incredible good at saying no to lots and lots of things and say yes to the things that truly matter most, you add those two components with a sense of urgency culture, and you're crushing it. You're moving so much faster than anybody else that it's not even funny. And moving faster, you know, part of, I was thinking when you said that at the beginning, I was thinking, will somebody ask themselves, why is moving fast so important in today's world? And one thing is obvious is that, you know, anything you do can easily and quickly be copied. So the slower you go, the less of a advantage it is anytime you innovate and you build something. And so that's a big one. But also the world is changing at faster and faster pace. So the slower you change and the slower you can adopt to the market that's changing, the more of a risk every day is where the world is changing all around you. Anything else before we wrap this episode up that comes up as like something that really slows companies down or something that really helps speed them up?
Yeah, I think underneath what you're saying in reference to the sense of urgency is like, what's your sense of urgency about? I think it's about, like you said, doing the right thing. Well, what is the right thing? How do you figure that out? I believe the right thing that matters is whatever's right for your customer. So I'll go back to my three examples because it's better to talk about these big companies and startups, because if the big companies can do it, I think it's a good, we all know these big companies. So Facebook's sense of urgency towards the customer is making sure that they acquire and retain more users, more customers than anybody else. And so all their moves of like attacking Snapchat had everything to do with that. And attacking meaning basically getting what Snapchat had, which is time from a certain demographic and learning everything they could about why Snapchat is working by basically putting their core feature stories in every product they have. And before that, actually launching standalone products that had stories built into them. And, you know, obviously getting rid of those products because those are now popular. But I think that's a really important key, which is like, what are you being urgent about? What are you going after? And how do you prioritize? So Facebook prioritizes based on having more and more people spend more and more time on Facebook or their properties. Amazon. I think Amazon already knows that the sense of urgency there is actually the sense of urgency the customer has on when they buy something, how fast they can get it. And to be able to get it to you as fast as possible. And they are self-proclaimed. They have customer obsession. completely self-proclaimed customer obsession. So everything they do is oriented around how do we serve the customer better than anyone else. So their sense of urgency has to do with that. And Apple, I think, I mean, it's Apple. Like there's a huge, huge, vast majority of the population that just loves everything Apple. And even if they don't love everything Apple, they know everything Apple. So like, you know, when Apple comes out with a new phone, even if you're an Android lover, basically. And I think that that's like the key there for Apple, which is a similar type of customer obsession that Amazon has, except they take it to the next level by, you know, over the many years of being a business, built up this desire from the customer of just wanting what they have, knowing they are the best. And I think, you know, you can say, oh, Android, this, that, or the other, and that's totally cool. But the majority of the money in the market goes to Apple. And I think that those three are all about what are the things that matter for our business, for the what we do to the customer, and how can we make sure that we're constantly up on that and our urgency is around getting more of that.
Beautiful. All right. I think that's it from us for this episode. We'll hear you very soon. And until then, start moving faster.
Please.